He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Tuesday, December 2nd. Texans are coming off their first Monday night win, beating the Jaguars 30-17. And the big news of the day, Matt Schaub is expected to start next Sunday against Green Bay. Gary Kubiak talks about that in his press conference. Before we hear more from Kubiak, make sure your Texans are well represented at the 2009 Pro Bowl. We vote for players like Andre Johnson, Mario Williams, and D'Amico Ryans on NFL.com. Deadline is December 9th, so get your vote in soon.
I 72. I 72.
Coach Gary Kubiak said he expects quarterback Matt Schaub to start on Sunday at Green Bay. Schaub has been on the sidelines since injuring his knee on November 2nd at Minnesota. He practiced with the team last week and backed up Sage Rosenfels on Monday. Kubiak will evaluate Schaub this week and make a decision in the next few days.
Well, I think if everything goes okay this week, John, that the expectations are that he goes back into his role as our starter, but let's wait and see how he works this week. He did come in today and work out, and that went good. Obviously, we'll pick his reps up on Wednesday, but all indications are that he should be.
The Texans came out of their game pretty much injury-free. Defensive end Anthony Weaver had to get an injection for his knee, but running back Steve Slayton, who had bruised ribs going into the game, actually looked stronger coming out of it.
Yeah, he's fine. He was exceptional in the game, played extremely well, got stronger as the game went on. And, very proud of him as a heck of a game by him.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston.